that owl in Holland, the island man is seething with discontent. There's an urban autumnus, and Devon is down the drain. They're filled with Rome on the first and fourth, and Solomon's on the plain. In Dublin they're depressed lads, maybe because they're Celts. For Drake is going west, lads, and so is everyone else. Hooray, 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 Easter is on the way. There are bad times just around the corner. There are dark clouds hurtling through the sky. And it's no good whining about the silver lining, for we know from experience that they won't roll by. With a scowl and a frown, we'll keep our peckers down and prepare for depression and doom and dread. We're going to unpack our troubles from our old kit bag and wait until we drop down dead. There are bad times just around the corner. The horizon's gloomy as can be. The blackbird's over, the greyish cliffs of Dover, and the rats are preparing to leave the BBC. We're among the happy breed, and very bored indeed when reminded of something that Nelson said. And while the press and the politicians nag, 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 we'll wait until we drop down dead. Colwyn Bay to Kettering, they're sobbing themselves to sleep. The shrieks and wails in the Yorkshire Dales have even depressed the sheep. In rather vulgar lettering, a very disgruntled group have posted bills on the Cotswold Hills to prove that we're in the soup. While begging Kipling's pardon, there's one thing we know for sure. If England is a garden, we ought to have more manure. Hooray, 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 suffering and dismay. There are bad times just around the corner, and the outlook's absolutely vile. There are home fires smoking from Windermere to Woking, and we're not going to tighten our belts and smile, smile, smile at the sound of the shot. We just as soon as not take a hop toward the bottle and go to bed. We're going to untense our muscles till they sag, 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 and wait until we drop down dead. There are bad times just around the corner. We can all look forward to despair. It's as clear as crystal from Bridlington to Bristol that we can't save democracy, and we don't much care if the Reds and the Pinks believe that England stinks and that world revolution is bound to spread. We'd better all learn the lyrics of the old red flag and wait until we drop down dead. I like the story, let the whole glory wait till we drop down dead.
You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so why worry at all? 'Twas only worry that killed the cat. Well, anybody will tell you that. Boys and girls come out to play. Hi-tee, Italy, hi-tee, yay. You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so why worry at all?
Ah, here we are, old man. Here's the dentist's. Where's the bell? Ah, here we are.
I think I'll be going home again. My tooth stopped aching now.
Now, be a man, come on. Don't keep the maid holding the door open all day long. Now, wait here. The dentist won't keep you long.
Oh, tell him there's no hurry. I am worried.
Now, sit down. Oh. What are you worrying about? It won't hurt. Here, where are you going?
I'm going home.
Sit down.
Oh, did you hear that screech?
Screech? Oh, yeah. That was somebody passing outside.
Oh, it sounded more like somebody passing away. I am worried.
What the dickens are you worried about? You're having it out with gas, aren't you?
Yes, but it'll hurt. I've had three teeth out by gas before and it hurt.
Nonsense. When did you have three teeth out by gas and it hurt?
Oh, it was in a fight. Somebody hit me in the mouth with a chandelier. Lottie, I am worried.
Now, stop worrying. You know what they say. You die if you worry.
Oh, shall die if I go in there. If you happen to meet a friend with face as long as a wet weekend, the cause is always worry, that's as plain as day. Just tell him with a cheery smile that worry never was worth the while. There's a lot of sense and logic in what I always say. You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so why worry at all? 'Twas only worry that killed the cat, anybody will tell you that. Boys and girls come out to play, hi-tee, Italy, hi-tee-ay. You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so why worry at all? Worry never was any use, too much worry will cook your goose and put you where the daisies grow above your head. No good looking like some forlorn and dying duck in a thunderstorm. Wear a smile and just remember you're such a long time dead. You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so why worry at all? 'Twas only worry that killed the cat, oh, anybody will tell you that. Boys and girls come out to play, hi-tee, Italy, hi-tee-ay. You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so why worry at all? You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so why worry at all? 'Twas only worry that killed the cat, anybody will tell you that. Oh, boys and girls come out to play, hi-tee, Italy, hi-tee-ay. You die if you worry, you die if you don't, so die worry at all?
A farm right in the middle of a swamp. There ain't any charm in our little farm, right in the middle of a swamp. Nothing's grown since the day we came. Misery Farm is our farm's name. We're miserable, so miserable, down on Misery Farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables, down on Misery Farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay, we work all day and we get no pay. We're miserable, so miserable, down on Misery Farm. We've got a bull, a fool of a bull, right in the middle of a field. The field is no use, the bull's running loose, right in the middle of a field. He thinks it's a bull ring once again, so we send the wire to the King of Spain. We're miserable, so miserable, down on Misery Farm. So are the animals, so are the vegetables, down on Misery Farm. The hens won't lay, we can't make hay, we work all day and we get no pay. Oh, we're miserable, so miserable. Thank you. called misery, but of that I'll have none, because I know of one, it's always full of fun. They call this one jollity, believe me folks, it's great, for everything sings out to me as I go through the gate. All the little pigs, they grunt and howl, the cats meow, the dogs bow wow, everybody makes some row down on Jollity Farm. All the little birds go tweet, 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 the lambs all bleat, shake their feet, everything's a perfect treat down on Jollity Farm. Regular in habit, the cock begins to crow, and the old buck rabbit says I'm a dodeo doe. All the little ducks go quack, 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 the cows all moo, the bull does too, everyone says how do you do down on Jollity Farm. But he only grumbles when they try bobbing his brush. Make an awfulness of anything they're doing. Whatever they attempt to do, they're almost sure to ruin. For instance, when in Paris, after climbing for an hour, I shouted to the wife as she fell off the Eiffel Tower.
Now you've been and gone and done it, ain't a joke, it ain't. Oh, now you've been and gone and done it, yes, not half you ain't.
At Christmas time, our house is always full of our relations. They will insist in helping us put up the decorations. Last Christmas Eve, I really got annoyed with Cousin Polly and said to her reprovingly when she sat on the holly,
now you've been and gone and done it, ain't a joke, it ain't. Oh, now you've been and gone and done it, yes, not half you ain't.
When I was caught in Mona for a sea trip, we'd a notion, of course she must fall overboard right in the Arctic Ocean. A whale came up from down below and promptly swallowed Mona. I waved goodbye and said, ah, well, you always were a Jonah.
Now you've been and gone and done it, ain't a joke, it ain't. Oh, now you've been and gone and done it, yes, but half you ain't.
Last Thursday, which is washing day, and Ma was very busy. I'll help you with the mangling, said our dear old Auntie Lizzie. Her eyes are not too good, and so she got into a tangle. I shouted when I saw she'd got her eyebrows in the mangle.
Now you've been and gone and done it, ain't a joke, it ain't. Oh, now you've been and gone and done it, yes, but half you ain't.
Tipster at Newmarket said, I've got a surname Merton. He kidded me to put my coat, my trousers and my shirt on. The horse was last, and as I tried to dodge the Mrs. Grundy's, I said to him as I set off to walk home in me undies,
now you've been and gone and done it, yes, the joke it ain't. Oh, now you've been and gone and done it, yes, not half you ain't.
Twas at a dance that Captain Tompkins said to Colonel Spiller, that woman like a cart horse has a face like a gorilla. I got young Tompkins on one side and said, a nice thing this is. You great big fatty, don't you know that that's the Colonel's missus?
Ooh, now you've been and gone and done it, ain't a joke it ain't. Oh, now you've been and gone and done it, yes, not half you ain't.
The registrar who married Joe and Jane came round in terror. He said, tonight I've just found out I've made a fearful error. They've got a license for a dog instead of for a wedding. I said, too late by now, they're both tucked up in bed at Reading.
Oh, now you've been and gone and done it, ain't a joke, it ain't. Now you've been and gone and done it. Yes, not half you. Rolling sea, as far as I understand, there's a skipper by the good old name of Jones. This cargo of spuds, said he, I'm surely going to land if the fish don't get my bones. For over 50 years he's watched his ship the billows plow. No one's ever stopped him yet, and they're not going to now.
Old Potato Jones, old Potato Jones, he's a roving son of the sea, finest skipper as ever could be. They toast him in the fleet as he roams the danger zones. He's a grand old man of the sea, old Potato Jones.
Old Potato Jones, he's a roving son of the sea, finest skipper as ever could be. They toast him in the fleet as he roams the danger zones. He's a grand old man of the sea, Old Potato Jones.
Stubborn as he can be, but as game as a fighting cock, is this son of Wales who runs his cargo boat. Into the teeth of gales or any kind of shock, he will still keep her afloat. He won't stand interference, and I have heard people tell, if anybody tries, they get a sailor man's farewell.
Oh, Potato Jones, oh, Potato Jones, he's a roving son of the sea, finest skipper as ever could be. He sails the rolling main in the ship he partly owns. He's a grand old man of the sea, oh, Potato Jones. Potato Jones, he's a roving son of the sea, finest skipper as ever could be.
The spuds have all got offspring, they're full of baby moans.
He's a grand old dad of the sea, old Potato Jones. Old Potato Jones.
I'll tell you the tale of a sailor who sailed the Bay of Biscay, oh, as a captain of a whaler. Of his gallant deed you all should know. Yo-ho, me lads, yo-ho. I'll tell the tale of the Nancy Lee, the ship that got shipwrecked at sea. The bravest man was Captain Brown, for he played his ukulele as the ship went down. All the crew were in despair, some rushed here and the others rushed there, but the captain sat in the captain's chair and he played his ukulele as the ship went down. The owner wireless to the crew, do the best that you can do. She's only insured for half a crown, so I'll be out of pocket if the ship goes down. The captain answered, holy gee, it's all up with a Nancy Lee. You're all right, but what about me? I shall wet me ukulele when the ship goes down. The news of the Admiralty, they wireless to the Nancy Lee. We'd like to speak to Captain Brown, if he isn't very busy when the ship goes down. The captain answered, what shall I do? The Admiralty said, at half past two, we shall all be listening in to you as you play your ukulele when the ship goes down. On board, but all stayed stiff. The cat meowed and the monkey sniffed. The old green
and it hung upside down, saying, "Scratch it up, Wally," as the ship went down. The crow's neck fell, and it killed the crow. The starboard watch was 2 hours slow, but the captain sang, "Bo, dowdy, oh, dow," as he played his ukulele when the ship went down. An Irishman said, "Begone, I'll fight the very first man that comes in sight." "You can't do that," said Captain Brown. "You'll have to watch the combat as the ship goes down." The skipper issued from the store a cake of salt to every four, and said, "Now wash yourselves ashore while I play the ukulele as the ship goes down." "Faith in me," the captain cried. To this remark the crew replied, "You can trust us, Captain Brown, to finish up the rum before the ship goes down." The skipper shouted, "No back chat, I'll do my best, and after that, do you mind if I pass round the head as a flaming ukulele when the ship goes down?" The skipper shouted fore and aft, "I'll have no slackers aboard this craft." "So understand," said Captain Brown, "I want everybody present when the ship goes down." "The cook's gone mad and the bosom's lame, the rudder has gone and the deck's aflame. My G-string's flat, but all the same, I shall play me ukulele when the ship goes down."
Shouted, "Man the rest, with chains and a rope you can bind them. The bosun search both fore and aft, but dashed if he can find them. At the mercy of that raging sea was the good ship Nancy Lee." They struggled on against the storm, the cold, cold wind was far from warm. All the crew and Captain Brown played ring-a-ring-a-roads till the ship fell down. They shouted, "Women and children first." The engineer came up and cursed, but all of a sudden his boiler burst. Played his ukulele as the ship went down. The captain's wife was on the ship, and he was glad she made the trip. As she could swim, she might not drown, so he tied her to the anchor as the ship went down. They sprang a leak just after dark, and through the hole came a hungry shark. It bit the skipper near the water mark, so he played his ukulele as the ship went down. Sailed the sea, they say, for 22 years come Pancake Day. So it's no wonder Captain Brown wished he was in the army when the ship went down. He played the part of Bold A.B. He played the game on land and sea, for this was the very first time that he had played his ukulele as the ship went down. They reached the lifeboat, how they cursed. The second mate had got there first. The cook said, "I'll be the last then down, cause I'm climbing up the rigging as the ship goes down." Soon it was a total wreck. The captain stood on the burning deck. The flames leapt up all around his neck and burnt his ukulele as the ship went down. The mate said, "It's okay with me. The shipwreck suits me to a T. I owe 10 bob to Captain Brown, and I'll never have to pay him if the ship goes down." The pessimistic cook, said he, "For sure the crew very soon would be playing a harp," said Brown, "not me. I shall play the ukulele as the ship goes down." The mate had a rasophone, the cook had a trombone, the drummer had an old tin, another had a violin, the bosun had a banjo, the stoker had a piccolo. "You can play what you like," said Captain Brown, "I shall play me ukulele as the ship goes down." And this is the tale of the Nancy Lee, the ship that got shipwrecked at sea, and Captain Brown, who was in command, now plays his ukulele in the
Oh, what an evening, and ooh, what a kiss. Say, I never thought I'd be feeling like this. What I'm gonna tell you, sweetheart, may seem funny, but I've got a big idea. Get ready, my honey. Let's have a party. Let's celebrate. Let's have a party. Let's stay out late. Let's do some dancing. And when we're done, let's start romancing. Let's have some fun. Oh, pretty eyes, pretty lips, pretty smile. I'd like to take you and love you a while. Let's have a party, a big one too. Let's have a party, just me and you. Darling, the moment you smiled, I could see that something was going to happen to me. My heart's bumping, thumping, but I don't mean maybe. There's only one thing to do, so please do it, baby. Let's have a party. Let's all go nuts. Go to the mountains and live in huts. I'm optimistic. Those skies are gray. I think that good times are on the way. So let's take vacations for 9 or 10 years. Maybe by then, happy days will be here. Let's have a party. Let joy begin. Let's find a river and all jump in. Oh, let's have a party, a wild affair. Let's all go crazy, give care the air. Let's have a picnic down by the sea. You by the Winkles and I'll by the tea. Out in the sun with no work to be done, we can have oceans and oceans of fun. Let's have a party, let's have a spree. Hooray for you, hooray for me. Let's do some dancing, and when we're done, let's start romancing, let's have some fun. Let's have a party, a big one too. Let's have a party, just me, just me, just me, and you.
Fellows, if you're on,
yes, yes.
I will spin a yarn,
yes, yes,
that was told to me by Abel Seaman Jones.
What, this Johnny Jones?
Once he had the balloon,
uh-huh.
So he took a cruise.
Where to?
Far away from nightclubs and from saxophones.
My, he was lucky.
He said, go home, I made the first fall. And when you talk about Bill, he meant fall.
Hot ginger and dynamite. There's nothing but salad and nine. Backy, necker, sacky, where the fellow chips are backy and the wicky, 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 woo. The way they dance and sing would hurry a hurricane. Backy, necker, sacky, where the fellow chips are backy and the wicky, 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 woo.
A beauty of her, you get a mama, and then your troubles increase.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a foot of dirt, she orders the dirt.
A shake, milkshake, 10 cents a piece.
They kissy and a huggy night. By jingo, it's worth the price. Baggy, dagger, sacky, where the fellas shoot the backy and the wiggy, wiggy, wacky. Woo!
When the day is warm,
uh-huh,
you can keep in form with a bowl of rice beneath the parasol.
Why, how quaint.
Every gentleman,
yes, yes, yes,
has to use a fan.
Oh, yes.
And they only wear suspenders in the fall.
It's a wonder that it's not so far.
That's where the gals don't think of rings and furs. She is the greatest place that ever was.
Oh, now you've gone and spoiled it. The man that wrote this was a poet. He'd be frightfully upset if he knew you'd upset his poetry by saying that. Now, if that's where the girls don't think of rings and spurs, gee, it's the grandest place that ever was.
Oh.
They give you a carriage free. The horses are Japanese. Backy, 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 when the fellas use the backy and the women wiggy wendy. They hit you up on the floor. No wonder your pants get sore. Backy, 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 when the fellas use the backy and the women wiggy wendy. The pretty mamas in big pajamas, they try to slip you a kiss. The southern breeze is, a lovely squeeze is, heaven help the sailors on a night like this.
They're not too gentle and they're not too rough, but you've got to tell them when you've had enough.
Backy, 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 when the fellas use the backy and the women wiggy wacky. With a nice big coat and a bottle of tea, you can rest all day by the hickory tree. But when night comes round, those gone from ye. Mother, 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 been around on me.
Da, 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 da. That's all.
There's a man of mystery that's roaming through the land. Ooh. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Ooh. Every city, town and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, let me tell you how. If you're parked at midnight dark by a graveyard goes, and someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose. Or on some dark and stormy night, while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose. He sees all, he knows all, he gets in everywhere. Some night he might wait for you upon the stairs. So when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose. Everybody's talking of him everywhere you go. Ooh, ooh. Who he is or what he is, nobody seems to know. Ooh. In the mountains, at the seashore, anywhere at all. Any time of day or night, you're apt to hear his call. Wake from sleep by the peep, peep, peep of a flute from down below. If someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose. If at dawn of early morn a trumpet softly blows, if someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose. He sees all, he knows all, perhaps a clarinet, or a bass, or anything that he can get. He plays on every instrument, there's just one tune he knows. When someone whistles, that's mysterious Mose.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good grief, good going, I don't know, whatever, and Happy New Year! 2015 is here at last, and, well, so far so good. Thought I would bring to you today a bunch of old 78s, and of course today we're doing a little differently because we're taking a somewhat jaundiced look at a lot of old British music hall favorites. Music hall was a tradition in Britain. We called it vaudeville here, same thing. You know, a bunch of kind of one-number acts. Guy gets up, sings a song, runs away. next act comes in, runs away. Sort of just like vaudeville here. But anyway, we started with something that really wasn't a music hall thing. It was the Old Coward, but I thought an appropriate way to begin the year. It was called There Are Bad Times Just Around the Corner. And I've been saying this a while now. 2015 is going to be a good year, but 2016 is going to be the beginning of the shit slide. You watch. That's my prediction, and I'm sticking with it. After that, Randolph Sutton and the Melody Boys from 1930. You die if you worry. You die if you don't. So what the hell? Don't worry, right? Okay. Two from a guy named Leslie Cerrone after that. We heard Misery Farm and then Jollity Farm. Jollity Farm was covered to everyone's satisfaction by the Bonzo Dog Band many, many years later. And then we heard from the two Leslies, Now You've Been and Dawn and Gunnet. That was from 1937. And Old Potato Jones from sometime around the same time. And then Leslie Holmes, a two-part adventure. He played his ukulele as the ship went down, and let's have a party. Now, Leslie Holmes and Leslie Cerrone were the two Leslies who we heard in the middle. Okay, does that clarify it for you? Okay, and then the two Gilberts after that, we heard Nagasaki and Mysterious Moe's. And I have no clue who the two Gilberts were. Apparently, they were kind of a rotating cast of characters back in the day. All right, so... this is a lot of good fun stuff. It's as boring as anything. The thought that I had was that this is probably a lot about how music would sound today if it wasn't for black people. So, thanks, brothers. All right, so we got more coming up. I would like to remind you that it is a new year, and you can start fresh by brushing your teeth and combing your hair. That's a public service announcement from me. A little bit more coming up. Let's hold on and listen.
Hello, James.
Milady.
What is the news, James? I've been away 2 weeks today. I'm having, such a lovely cruise, James. What's going on while I'm away?
All's going well, Milady Manrenti. The garden makes a lovely show.
And the hydrangea?
A loft funnel.
What about the pumpkin?
By the way, Milady Manrenti, one thing perhaps... you ought to know.
What's that?
Oh, it's nothing much. The merest trifle.
Oh, thank heaven.
But all that smoke.
Smoke? Oh,
thought I'd stifle.
Oh,
oh. Oh, now there. But apart from that, Milady Manrenti, I think that everything is all right.
Hello, James. Did I hear right, James? I'm really feeling most concerned. You've given me an awful fright, James. If there was smoke, then what was there?
All's going well, Milady Manrenti. The William Pears are really quite a treat.
What about the pumpkin?
The vicar says, Milady Manrenti, the pears have never tasted quite so sweet. Mind you, there was a fire.
Fire?
Yes, we were unable to stop it burning down the entire stable.
Oh,
now there. But apart from that, Milady Manrenti, I think that everything all right.
Hello, James.
Milady.
Are you still there, James? Do please relieve my mind of doubt. Tell me at once, if you were there, James, that the brigade soon put it out.
Oh, I'm going well, Milady Manrenti. The nectarines are doing fine.
What about the pumpkin?
I've never seen Milady Manrenti. So many grapes upon the vine. Of course, the table now is just a cinder.
A cinder?
Because the castle burned like cinder.
Oh, no.
Ever so there. But apart from that, Milady Manrenti, I think that everything's all right.
Hello, James.
Milady.
This is too much, James. My country seat destroyed, you say? Oh, I'm feeling faint. The shock is such, James. I think my hair is turning gray.
Oh, doing well, Milady Montmorency. It might be worse, there is no doubt. So it's a shame, Milady Montmorency, that the insurance had run out.
You mean to imply we've had our chip?
Precisely.
But can his lordship stand the strife?
Milady, he's gone and run off with me wife.
I'm undone.
Well, it's rather up to you, milady. But apart from that, milady Montmorency, I think that everything's all right.
You know, when you go to any picture house, you'll see either a silly symphony or else a Mickey Mouse. We have a silly symphony, although perhaps we shouldn't.
Well, do you think that we can sing it?
Symphony if we couldn't.
Gotcha.
You think, don't you, that nothing goes on in a pitch-dark theater when the crowd has gone?
Don't you believe it, 'cause it isn't true. We have a secret that we'll tell to you.
Backstage mice, mice behind the scenes, watch all the actors and the actorines.
Wait till the stage staff all have gone away. Out come the mice to perform their play.
Squeak, 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 they hurry from their holes, scamper on the stage and are given their roles.
Wouldn't you like to be there? Wouldn't it be nice to watch the melodrama of the backstage mice? Here comes the villain with his fierce moustache. Mrs. Mouse owes the mortgage and hasn't got the cash.
Poor little baby mice letting out a wail. Miss Mouse, the heroine, lashes her tail.
Look, here's Rodent, the little sailor mouse, with money in his knapsack to pay for the house.
Sudden pandemonium, now what is going on?
Into the stage, cat.
End of Act One. 10 minutes interval, same as other shows. Longer if need be till the damn cat goes.
At the all clear signal, out they come again. Link tails dance to a popular refrain.
Look at little Miss Mouse, doesn't she look nice? Marries Mr. Rodent with a choir of mice.
What about the villain?
Tell you in a minute. Walks into a trap, dies in it. Backstage mice, mice behind the scenes, think what the fame of Mickey Mouse means.
Following his footsteps, mice on parade, see the little cowards in their cavalcade.
Squeak, 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 supper if you please. Where there are actors, there is always cheese.
Wouldn't you like to be there, nibble at a slice? So ends the melodrama of the backstage mice.
Waited Mr. Punch, meet Judy, makes the day for lunch. Yes, Broody, when she appears, she bumps her ears instead. Now Judy on the floor starts murdering somebody next door. Has heard her follow the clue, discovered the truth, she's dead. What a dreadful tale of grief and woe. To the village jail, all Punch must go. So the beadle cries, arrest him, and the copper tries to best him, but Mr. Punch defiantly shouts, no, no. Thank you.
Corridors, the miles and miles she goes. She often catches cold, poor thing. It's cold there when it blows. And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose with her head tucked underneath her arm. Turn her over, lads, and I'll tell you some more.
It's all right, Anne. It's only me. Oh, she's gone. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread for all his pals and gals and ghostly crew. The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread. Then in comes Anne Boleyn to clear the do. She holds her head up with a wild war oop, and Henry cries, don't drop it in the soup. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight
hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout, "Is Arsenal going to win?" They think it's Harry James instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm. She wants the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. One night she caught King Henry, he was in the canteen bar. Said he, "Are you Jane Seymour, Anne Boleyn, or Catherine Parr? For how the sweet and fairy Anne, do I know who you are?" With your head tucked underneath your arm.
Camels with the hump, fat girls, thin girls, some a little plump, slave girls sold here, 50 bob a lump, in the old bazaar in Cairo. Brandy, shandy, beer without a froth, braces, laces, a candle for the moth, bet you'd look a dolly in an old loincloth, in the old bazaar in Cairo. You can buy most anything, thimbles, fat cows, a little bit of string. You can purchase anything you wish, a clock, a dish, and something for your Auntie Fanny. Harum, scarum, what do you think of that? Benny, striptease, dancing on the mat.
Oompa, oompa.
That's enough of that in the old bazaar in Cairo. Rice pud, very good, what's it all about? Made it in a kettle and they couldn't get it out. Everybody took a turn to suck it through the spout in the old bazaar in Cairo. Hamadan, Ramadan, everything in style. Genuine Bedouin carpet with a pile. Funny little odds and ends floating down the Nile from the old bazaar in Cairo. You can buy most anything. Cheap size sandpies, a watch without a spring. Can buy a pomegranate too, a water bag, a little bit of hokey pokey, ashmacks, pontifrax, what a strange affair. Dark girls, fair girls, some with ginger hair. The rest of this is funny, but the censor cut it there. In the old bazaar in Cairo.
Everywhere it's advertising for fruit. I think that's a good idea, yes, it's for fruit. In prehistoric days, they used to live a long life. Well, Solomon, as we all know, he had 1,000 wives. So eat more fruit, don't eat mutton, don't eat lamb, don't eat beef and don't eat ham. Then you'll find, you'll live to 99, but for you do. What do you say to Adam, a saucy little madam? Oh, Adam, you must be for Bertie took his Angeline out one night. Took her out to dine, and what an appetite. And when he got his fill, just £5.63, he said to her, "The next time, dear, that you come out with me, eat more fruit, don't eat mutton, don't eat lamb, don't eat beef, don't eat ham, then you'll find, you'll live to 99 before you do. little madam. Oh, Adam, you must be more frugal. Mrs. Green and Mrs. Brown straight to pay. When the church at the marriage was Sunday, and in 2 years or so, Mrs. Brown had three. I've got none, said Mrs. Green. So they said, my dear, you must eat more. Eat more. Don't eat much. Don't eat less. Don't eat three much. Don't eat ten. Then you'll find. Then you'll find. You'll live to 99 before you do. What do you say to Adam, the faulty little man? Oh, Adam, you must be more. Rickon very fond of sport, there's no doubt. Every game we enter for, we get knocked out. We never seem to get a boxer with a fit. We'd have a lot of champions in Britain, really, if we eat more. Eat more. Don't eat mutton, don't eat lamb. Don't eat beef, man, don't eat ham. Then you'll find, then you'll find. You'll live to 99 before you do. What did he say to Adam? A softly little man.
I remember when I married first was 20 years or more, and I never will forget if I lived for 20 more. I courted Bonnie Bessie till I went right to my head. It was so invigorating that I thought it best to win. But in the morning, I was feeling happy in the morning. But I went and bought the ring, and then we danced the hill and plain. And everybody was dancing, then the wife began to sing until the morning, the morning. The wedding bells were ting-a-ling-a-ling. The supper was free and what a rush. I lost the wife in the crush. Didn't get her back until the morning. I would like to wed again and have a neck like yon, and I think I'd be as happy as the king upon the throne. And just to him a crony, it would fill my heart with pride to hug and kiss and squeeze my bonny Bessie by my side. Oh, can you imagine fancy a man losing a wife at his own wedding? But to let you understand, you see, in the rush or the crush to the supper that was free, I lost Bessie. And I just wish you'd have seen Bessie's face. In the morning, I was feeling happy in the morning. But I went and bought the ring, and then we danced a healing fling. And everybody was dancing, and the wife began to sing until the morning. The morning, the wedding bells went ting-a-ling-a-ling. The supper was free, and what a rush. I lost the wife in the crush. I did. Me get that back until the morning. But in the morning, the wedding bells were ting-a-ling-a-ling. The supper was free and what a rush. I lost the wife in the crush. I didn't get her back until the morning.
Either very new or else a grown appeared. The curate came on Saturday. freaking out. We shouted, Mr. Skinner, oh, you can't do that there, here. No, you can't do that there, here. Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, here. The shades of night were falling fast, the fire bell gaily rang. The engine dashed out with a whirr and pulled up with a bang. The fire was out when they arrived, but in rushed fireman Tanners. A female voice said, where's the clothes to the fireman? Where's your manners?
Oh, I can't do that there, here. No, I can't do that there, here.
Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, here. The country copper saw a loving couple on a seat. As he passed by, he heard the lady give a little squeak. The policeman shone his lantern on the couple in the dark, sir, and said, now what's a going on in this here public park, sir?
I can't do that there, here. No, I can't do that there, here.
Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, here. Tommy Tittlemouth. Of course he was the honored guest and came to shoot the rust. The fun was fast and furious when someone shouted, Jimmy, you've missed the grouse and gone and shot his lordship in the spinney.
Oh, can't do that there, here. No, can't do that there, here.
Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, here. A police inspector passing by a nudist colony was peeping through the garden gate for curiosity. He saw a lady walking by, taking off her necklace. He said, I'll lose me eyesight, miss, you mustn't be so reckless.
Oh, you can't do that there, yeah. Oh, you can't do that there, yeah.
Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, yeah. Auntie Gertie's 86 and fit for anything. She got engaged last Wednesday week to dear old Dr. King. The other night the old man said, I hope I don't intrude, dear. Let's have a game of tiddlywinks, said she. Oh, don't be rude, dear.
Oh, you can't do that there, yeah. No, you can't do that there, yeah.
Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, yeah.
With a shovel and a poker, that slippery sham, that slippery sham. Everybody knows he doesn't care. Shiver me timber stoker, ahoy, ahoy! Spin a yarn for your shipmates, me gallant sailor boy. Once was wrecked and it's true, I swear.
It's slippery sand and snow.
We shipped the water in everywhere.
It's slippery sand and snow.
We had water, so it appears, where water never had been for years. On the skipper's neck and the boat and the ear.
It's slippery sand and snow.
Heave-ho, me hotties, heave-ho.
Heave. Oh, that's all I've been doing for this last half hour. Oh. Whoa, I do feel bad.
I think there's a fog coming up.
Whoa, there is if I've swallowed it.
There's something I can see through the glasses, but I can't make out what it is.
Here, let's have a look through them glasses. Why, it looks like a brewery. Take your nose out of the way.
If this doesn't clear up, the ship must lay to.
Ah, that's a good idea. That'll be one each. I am fond of eggs. I've seen the girls in the South Sea Isles.
The slippery sand and snow.
Oh, dressed in nothing but pleasant smiles.
The slippery sand and snow.
Dressed in nothing, they roam the place. I felt so ashamed at their disgrace. I couldn't look one of them in the face.
The slippery sand and snow.
I say, Sam, can you dance a hornpipe?
I just put my clogs on and show you.
I say, Sam,
you can't do that, eh?
Though we know that love seems tiring of all the land out there, honeymoons are rather tiring of all the land out there. For love,
I shall never tire of you, my dear.
Oh, not there, you love.
We shall have to do the do when we're together.
Won't we see what did we do last night?
It
seemed all right.
Yes, that's very right.
What was it quite? Along the night of all this, what can we do all day?
Today,
I feel so gay.
Very gay.
I can't help loving so for love.
There are some things to be still much do. I saw the point of you.
Marriage is a grand invention, Mosey Lundundun. But it needs one's whole intention, Mosey Lundundun.
It's all a trap, I know, Mama. Sure, we shall have a dressing over time.
Together.
Oh, Mosey, what did we do last night?
It's the light.
Now our victory is ultimately won. Let us treat them very kindly, as we would a valued friend. We might send them out some bishops as a form of lease and lend. Let's be sweet to them and day by day repeat to them that sterilization simply isn't done. Let's sweetly sympathize again and help the scum to rise again, but don't let's be beastly to the Hun. We must be kind, and with an open mind, we must endeavor to find a way to let the Germans know that now the war is over, they are not the ones who have to pay. We must be sweet and tactful and discreet, and now they've suffered defeat, we mustn't let them feel upset or ever get the feeling that we're cross with them or hate them. Our future policy must be to reinstate them. Don't let's be beastly to the Germans, for they're civilized when all is said and done. Though they gave us science, culture, art, and music to excess, they also gave us two world wars and Dr. Rudolf Hess. Let's be meek to them and turn the other cheek to them and try to arouse their latent sense of fun. Let's give them full our parity and treat the rats with charity. But don't let's be beastly to the Huns. Don't let's be beastly to the Germans. For you can't deprive a gangster of his gun. Though they've been a little naughty to the Czechs and Poles and Dutch, I can't believe those countries really minded very much. Let's be free with them and share the BBC with them. We mustn't prevent them basking in the sun. Let's soften their defeat again and build their bloody fleet again. But don't let's be beastly to the Hun.
I always feel better when I hear Eiler Person on accordion, don't you? I'm of half a mind to do an entire show on accordion music. What? All right, well, hey, oh, whoa, all right, if you're going to be that way about it, forget it. Jeez. All right, we started with Frankie Howard and Margaret Rutherford. That was called All's Going Well, I think appropriate for the stage that we're at in 2015 so far. So far, so good. We heard from Mr. Flotsam and Mr. Jetsam from 1935. The melodrama of the mice reminds me of Thurl Ravenscroft. But it's not Thurl Ravenscroft. And I don't know who those guys are. It's Mr. Flotsam and Mr. Jetsam. There's a couple of things out there by them. I'm looking for the one about the sea. All brave souls are lost in the sea or something like that. And I'll bring that to you sometime. I'm going to do a sea shanty show too. So this one I'm doing, all right? You know, I'll give you the accordion thing. I won't do that for you. But you need sea shanties, all right? We'll get to that sometime probably around the summer when we're not scared to jump into a freezing cold ocean. We heard from the Arthur Lally Orchestra featuring a vocal by Al Boley. And also featuring Rudy Starita on the xylophone. That was Wicked Mr. Punch. Sammy Gay with her head tucked underneath her arm. Big hit for Rudy Valley and his boys. I know it's a Halloween song, but give me a break. The Old Bazaar in Cairo was Clinton Ford and George Chisholm. Cyril Newton after that from 1925, Eat More Fruit. Sandy McFarlane, another big music hall favorite over there from Scotland, and that was In the Morning. You Can't Do That There Here was Sammy Gay again. We heard from him twice that set, yes. Slippery Sam the Soaker. Slippery Sam the Stoker was Walter Miller with Henry Hudson's Melody Men. And then the DuBroy Summers Band with Oscar Deans and Barbara Diu. And that was Victoria and her Hussar. And no, I could not make any sense out of that one either. So you're not alone. And then bringing it up the rear with Noel Coward again, just like we started it with. And don't let's be beastly to the Germans. They had a lot of explaining to do back in the post-war days. So, all right. So that's it for this week. We got two more for you. Basically originals. I think they're originals of old songs that you're familiar with. It's hard to tell because back in those days, they were passing around songs like they were joints. So two more of them. Next week, I'll be back with something else. We'll have to see what, won't we? Have a good one.
You don't know who you're looking at. Now just you look at me. I'm a bit of a knob. I am belong to royalty. I'll tell you how it got about. I married Widow Birch. I was King of England when we trotted out of church. Outside the people started shouting, "Hip hooray!" Said I, go down upon your knees. It's coronation day. I'm Henry VIII. I am Henry VIII. I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henry. Henry VIII, I am. I left the Duke of Cumberland above up in the town. Soon with one or two monarchs, I was old enough to crown. seated on the bucket, what the common call their own. Surrounded by me subjects, I was sitting on the throne. Up came the footman, he said, now get off to bed. Did I not say another word, and off will go your head. I'm in a easy eight, I am. In a easy eight, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a henery. She wouldn't have a William or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henery. Henery the eighth I am. The undertaker called unto the wife, I heard him say, have you got any orders, mum? We're very slack today. I packed up number 7 for you for the Golden Gate. Let's have a pound upon account of Venery the Eighth. Oh, when he measured me with half a yard of string, I dropped upon me marrowbone and sang God Save the King. I'm in a easy eight, I am. In a easy eight, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She'd been married 7 times before. Everyone was a henery. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm a race old man named Henery. Henery the eighth I am.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door?
Right up here, young medium. If only me from all the seas of Barnacle Bill and Sail Off. I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree of Barnacle Bill and Sail Off. I'll sail the seas up till I croak. I'll fight and swell, creep and croak. But I can't swim a bloody stroke to Barnacle Bill and Sail Off.
I get young and handsome, sir. I get young and handsome, sir. I get young and handsome, sir.
Right up there, young me, them. I'm old and rough and dirty and tough, said Barnacle Bill and Sail Off. I'll never get drunk enough, said Barnacle Bill and Sail Off. I drink my whiskey when I can, whiskey from an old tin can. My whiskey has the life of man, said Barnacle Bill and Sail Off.
I'll come down and let you yield. I'll come down and let you in. I'll come down and let you in.
Right up here, young me and him. Well, hurry before I bust in the door, said Barnacle Bill and Sail Off. I'll round, round, pass and roar, said Barnacle Bill and Sail Off. I'll spit your yarns and tell your lies. I'll drink your wine and eat your pies. I'll kiss your cheeks and black your eyes, said Barnacle Bill and Sail Off.
Sing me a love song, Noel. Sing me a love song, Noel. Sing me a love song, Noel.
Right up here, young medium. 16 men on the dead man's chest, sang Barnacle Bill of Sailor. Yo-ho, yo-ho, and the bottom of rum, sang Barnacle Bill of Sailor. Oh, a high ring a deep in a jouncing car, a he and a whore, you must dump. Hooray, my boys, in the boat time rum, sang Barnacle Bill of Sailor.
Tell me that we soon shall wed. Tell me that we soon shall wed. Tell me that we soon shall wed.
Right up here, young medium. I've got me a wife in every horse, said Barnacle Bill and Sailor. My handsome gal is what I thought, said Barnacle Bill and Sailor. With my false heart and flattering tongue, I've caught them all for so young. Caught them all for very dumb, said Barnacle Bill and Sailor.
When shall I see you again? When shall I see you again? When shall I see you again?
Right, if you're young, me and him. Never again upon the boss, said Barnacle Bill and Sailor. Tonight I'm sailing from the shore, said Barnacle Bill and Sailor. If you wait for me to come a-slippin', waitin' and suckin' a song, you wait and see if I give you doom, said Barnacle Bill and Sailor. Goodbye.